I'd like to get to what does that lead to? I mean, starting out at age 6 months or whatever, maybe from the moment they're out of the womb, being stuck in front of a TV.
Well, the bottom line is that what we are doing with the overuse of television and screen technology is we're hyperactivating reptile functions, low brain functions, which means the child would be more impulsive, less ability to attend, less wanting to learn, less seeing oneself as a learner, and certainly not identifying oneself as a creator. We're underactivating the cortical function, which is the largest portion of the brain and holds all of our ability to think, imagine, analyze, and construct meaning in our lives. And so as young children don't exercise their cortical function, or those displacement effects that happen with overuse of television keep compounding as children get older, then what we have is what we are seeing so much of in too many classrooms. Children bored, teens in angst, not understanding who they are, out of touch with a strong core self-identity, not seeing themselves as part of a whole, a creative contributor to the world, and as significant and meaningful.
Yeah. There are researchers who suggest that people who have such a low level of individuation that they believe the views and feelings acquired through media messages are actually their own.
Correct.
There's no differentiation between the two.
Right.